Some children with albinism in Tanzania have become amputees after being attacked by people who believe their body parts can bring good luck and fortune. A global nonprofit is helping bring survivors to the U.S. for prosthetics. WHYY's Nicole Leonard recently joined Tanzanian young adults in South Jersey as they got fitted for new arms.
A team of people at MedEast in Cherry Hill surround Moigulu as they fiddle with straps across his back and adjust wires connected to a prosthetic arm at his left side.
Okay, here you want, is it too much?
Make it more tight.
On this side.
This is the 21-year-old's second prosthetic arm. He grew out of the first, which he got when he was about 12, after a group of men attacked him near his village in Tanzania. They cut off his arm to sell on the black market, where body parts of people who lack melanin in their skin, hair, and eyes are treated like lucky talismans. Moigulu says a prosthetic helps him with daily tasks like cleaning and cooking.
And when I'm just wearing clothes, because when I wear the prosthetic arm, I feel more comfortable.
The prosthesis and his trip and stay in the U.S. is coordinated by Global Medical Relief Fund. Elisa Montanti started the nonprofit to help kids and young adults who've lost limbs in attacks or accidents.
This is really a Christmas present to them and to my charity.
The survivors will be in the U.S. until their final prosthesis fittings before returning to Tanzania. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.